VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. I shall call him Squishy, and he shall be mine, and he shall be my Squishy. Finding Nemo. Honey, where is my super suit? The Incredibles. To infinity and beyond! Toy Story. Any of these quotes sound familiar to you? What's your favorite Pixar film? To me, these films are not only meant for children, but for grown-ups like myself as well. Hi, it's Hubert Tran with Pronunciation Challenge, and today's episode we're talking about Pixar films. My favorite Pixar film would have to be Soul. This film really got me thinking about the dangers of letting a dream take over your life. Sometimes we are so focused on chasing a dream that we forget to live life. My favorite quote from the movie would have to be, "I'm just afraid that if I died today, my life would have amounted to nothing." Yeah, definitely not only for children. Anyways, today's video we're talking about an ongoing theory about Pixar films. What is a theory, you may ask? It's an opinion or explanation of an idea that is believed to be true, but might be wrong. This ongoing Pixar theory is about how every Pixar film is somehow connected in the same universe. If you pay close attention to each Pixar film, you'll notice that they include little Easter eggs throughout each film. I don't mean the Easter eggs you find during Easter as well. What I mean by Easter eggs in this case would be a hidden message or an image in a film or video game that the developers or filmmakers wanted people to find. Did you know that Scar from Lion King is also in Hercules? Hercules wore Scar as a hat. Don't believe me? YouTube it. It's a very funny theory, and this video explains how each film could somehow be connected. After you're done with that, make sure you come back for my featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. But Pixar employees have denied the validity of the theory, and the studio's genius creative director, John Lasseter, says the overarching themes binding the films together are love and coexisting with each other and the planet. I'll say that again. But Pixar employees have denied the validity of the theory, and the studio's genius creative director, John Lasseter, says the overarching themes binding the films together are love and coexisting with each other and the planet. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, validity, 4 syllables. Va has a short A sound, li has a short I sound, d also has a short I sound, and dy has your typical Y ending sound. Validity. Remember, with North American accents, we replace the T sound with D if it's in the middle of the word. Next word, theory. 3 syllables. I know, it sounds like 2 syllables, but believe me, it's 3. If you break it down, you can kind of hear 3 syllables, but native speakers say it quickly, so it's hard to make out. First syllable is the, which has a long E sound. Sounds like the ER sound, but this one is blended quickly into E, the long E sound. So you get theory. Now say it quickly. Theory. And our last one for pronunciation would be blended words, each other. Start with saying the letter E, and then quickly say chother, which has the short U sound. Each other. Each other. Simple stuff. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is valid. Definition, based on truth or reason, able to be accepted. Used in a sentence, you could say, "My way of thinking might be different from yours, but it's equally valid." Next word, overarching. Definition, most important because of including or affecting all other areas. Used in a sentence, you could say, "The overarching theme of the election campaign was tax cuts." And lastly, theory. Definition, a formal statement of the rules on which a subject of study is based or of ideas that are suggested to explain a fact or event or, more generally, an opinion or explanation. Used in a sentence, you can say, in theory, the journey should take 3 hours, but in practice, it usually takes 4 because of roadworks. Every time I mention this Pixar theory to my friends, they always get so surprised. Were you surprised as well? Even though the Pixar employees deny this theory, I still believe it to be true. There are too many coincidences. At least you guys can start watching Pixar films from a new perspective now. I'm always looking for little Easter eggs hidden in each film. It's fun when you catch one. Have you guys heard of this Pixar theory before or heard other rumors that weren't discussed in this video? Do let me know. I'm always up for some more investigation. Alright, it's time for your recording, so get to it. Thanks for listening, everyone, and hit me up on Instagram at Hubert Tran if you want to say hi. Until next episode, bye.